Good evening, a very happy Wednesday evening to you. Today's date is October the 4th, 2023. We find ourselves in a new month, a fresh month, so to speak, but I welcome you here to our series entitled The Daily Bread. Amen. We have a small devotional every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and I appreciate you joining me here this evening. I will try not to take up too much of your time, but we do find ourselves in a new month, and again, today is already October the 4th, amen? So appreciate you spending a little time with me here. If you are new, we would like to welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church, amen, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name, amen. We pray you get a hold of that confession if you are new, amen. And as always, each and every one of you that continue to be faithful to First His Kingdom Family Church, First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, we never want to miss an opportunity to say thank you and let you know that you are very much appreciated. Amen. But most of all, God sees your faithfulness. Amen. And that's who's important. That's what's most important. Amen. So we say thank you. And to all of the missionaries that we support around the world, amen. We keep them in our prayers. Amen. And we are blessed to have a small part in supporting them. Amen. Again, just a few announcements. Amen. We do have a YouTube channel. Amen. So if you are out of the state in another country, amen, and you would like to join us Sunday morning services that we record, and we post usually by Sunday evening. Amen. We have our website, of course, which is fhkfc.org. Amen. But if you're on YouTube and you're trying to find us, it's FHK Church Video. Amen. But if you go on to our website, we have all the links to everything from our Instagram to our YouTube channel. Amen. So everything is easy to find. Again, if you'd like to join us Sunday mornings, but do not reside here in Texas, amen, you can find us on YouTube now. Amen. And of course, if you are on Instagram, we post an Instagram every Monday. Amen. To get you started on a new blessed week. Amen. And then throughout the week, we post a little scripture in the story section. Amen. So if you're familiar with that, it's just a scripture to encourage you as you start your day or even as you end your day. It's just something to give you some extra oomph, so to speak. Amen. Just a little extra. Amen. So again, thank you for joining me here. Again, we are in October. This month, or should I say last month, flew by, but this year has already flown by. I know I was speaking with Pastor Jesse the other day, and we were both agreeing that it just seemed like we were celebrating the holidays heading into a new year. Amen. And then here, look how quickly October came. Amen. I know the pastors run errands a lot throughout the week, and they were mentioning how there's already Christmas stuff. So it's like we've rushed past Thanksgiving, and it's like now we're focused on Christmas earlier and earlier each year. But bless God, the holidays are just around the corner. But what I wanted to touch on, not only the subject of time, but a little encouragement, and by all means, this is nothing to scare anyone or a message of doom and gloom, but it's just an encouragement that the Bible says we will see the signs when Jesus is coming. Amen. And I believe, along with Pastor Jesse, time is being compressed. Amen. And the signs are there showing that Jesus is coming soon. Amen. We are having weird storms. Amen. The weather is not predictable as it once was. Amen. If you watch any bit of the news, as much as it's bad, amen, it just shows a lot of chaos, a lot of lawlessness in some states. Amen. It's just unfortunately going to get worse before it gets better. Amen. So with that said, that leads me to my small devotional that I have for you this evening, which is entitled Such a Time as This. Amen. Such a Time as This. And if you have your Bible or you're taking notes, you can turn or write it down and then look it up later on this evening. Amen. The scripture I'm going to give you is found in Esther. Esther 4:14. Amen. And I'll read you what it says. It says, if you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place. But you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for such a time as this? It says, who knows if perhaps you were made a queen for such a time as this? Amen? Now, fear of man can be paralyzing. How many of us know that? Amen? I'm going to repeat that. Fear of man can be paralyzing. It says, what might the cashier at the grocery store do if I dare to share the gospel as I check out? Amen? What might the cashier do? It says, she will probably point and shout, this person is a Christian. Get him. Okay, that probably wouldn't happen. Neither is the cashier likely to openly mock, jeer, or get angry and make a scene. Yet, the paralyzing fear of these possibilities keeps us believers from sharing the loving truth of Jesus. It's understandable, right? Can we really live a life that desires persecution? I'm going to repeat that. Can we really live a life that desires persecution? Well, the answer is yes. Take heart. You are not alone in your fears. Esther, queen of Persia, who was also afraid to stand up for her faith. It says she risked death at the hand of her husband and king, and the fear paralyzing her. But she received wise counsel to speak up. She had nothing to lose and everything to gain. Amen? Make this confession with me this evening. Say, Father, I want to do the right thing at the right time. Amen? Say that. Say, Father, I want to do the right thing at the right time. Amen? And finally say, help me to listen carefully to your instructions. One more time. Say, help me to listen carefully to your instructions. Amen? That's also key and very important. Amen? Help me to listen carefully to your instructions. Amen? Again, Esther 4:14. If you keep quiet at this time, someone else will help and save the Jewish people. But you and your family but you and your father's family will die. And who knows, you may have been chosen queen for such a time as this. Amen? Esther 4:14. Devotion to God brings persecution. I'm going to repeat that. Devotion to God brings persecution. When we ask Jesus to be our Savior, we recognize that only He can rescue us. Did you catch that? It says, when we ask Jesus to be our Savior, we can recognize that only He can rescue us. Other people can't save, redeem, or establish our eternity. Only Jesus has done that. And others don't have the power to take those promises away from us. We are made for such a time as this moment. Amen? Remain true to God even in the face of persecution, real or perceived, and boldly proclaim the truth that saves. Amen? Remain true to God even in the face of persecution. You might be thinking to yourself, well, Andrew, that sounds pretty easy, or it might sound easy from you. Yeah, it sounds easy, but as Pastor Jesse says, is it doable? Yes, it's doable. Is it uncomfortable? Very much so. Amen? Is it easy? No, it's not easy. But God is with you. Amen? God is with you. God is always with you. Amen? So again, remain true to God even in the face of persecution, real or perceived, and boldly proclaim the truth that saves. Amen? In my introduction, I mentioned that we are getting towards the end. Amen? And now more than ever, folks need to hear the gospel. Amen? A lot of the world is touching on mental health. Amen? Issues with mental health. Amen? Folks are lost. Amen? And different organizations are popping up to basically offer people help. Amen? But that's the world's help. Amen? God has the help that they really need. Amen? Which is what? Which is renewing their mind. Amen? Which is renewing their mind, giving them the mind of Christ when they accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, make this confession with me. Say, God, I need strength to remain true to you in the moments I face persecution. Amen? Say that. Say, God, I need strength to remain true to you in the moments I face persecution. Amen? Say, help me to boldly proclaim you wherever I go, whether through my words or actions. Amen? Again, say, help me to boldly proclaim you wherever I go, whether my words or my actions. Amen? And finally, I'm going to leave you with a couple of questions this evening. Amen? And just take some time to think them over. Amen? The question is, how do you react in situations where you feel like you should share the gospel with someone, but you don't know what their response will be? Amen? Think that over. How do you react in situations where you feel like you should share the gospel with someone, but you don't know what their response will be? Amen? I pray you got a little bit out of this devotional, such a time as this. Amen? If you take anything away from this evening's message, amen, just know that you are loved. God is with you. God is right by your side. And as we follow the Holy Spirit and we listen to His instructions and we follow them to the T, amen, He'll give us the words and the opportunity to share the gospel to those around us. Amen? It might seem scary, amen, as mentioned with the cashier, amen? But at the end of the day, if we are Christians, we call Jesus our Lord and Savior. Amen. He wants us to share the good news with those around us. Amen. And you can do it. Amen. Even if it's the smallest sentence, God loves you. Amen. Jesus loves you. Amen. Jesus died for you. Amen. You don't have to go into a long 45-minute sermon. Amen. Just Jesus loves you. Amen. God loves you. Amen. Jesus died for you. Amen. Start there. Amen. But as we get in the Word on a daily basis, as our relationship grows with our Heavenly Father, as we are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He'll instruct us who to speak to, who to share the gospel with, and He'll give us the words and the actions that need to be shown to them. Amen? So, I hope you got a little bit out of this devotional, such a time as this. Amen? Now, if you reside here in Texas, we invite you to our Sunday morning services, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, Texas. Amen? We are there every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. You are welcome. The welcome mat is always open. Amen? If you used to come to our church way back when we had the big church right there in Pflugerville at the old golf course or the old putt-putt, amen? Or even if you were with us in the small little two buildings we had across from there, amen? The welcome mat is always welcome for you to come be a part of our church again and our church services, amen? So again, we meet every Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock, amen? If you need any further information, it's on our website, amen? You can check us out there, amen? So, I pray you got a little bit out of this evening's daily bread. And as always, I like to leave you with, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Strength to you in every area. Amen? And as Pastor Jesse always says, God's with you. You're never alone. Amen? You, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen? So have a blessed rest of the week. Amen? Be prayed up. Psalms 91, God safeguard my household, the little prayer card. Amen? We pray you are still praying on those on a daily basis. If not, amen? Bless God, here we are in a new month, a fresh month. Start up. Start right now. Start today. Start this evening. Amen. You'll be blessed. Amen. Just be prayed up. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, especially in the times that we are living in now. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Follow His instructions. Amen. To the T. We'll be protected, guarded, safeguarded, watched over. Amen. We pray for each and every one of you on a daily basis. Amen. Keep the pastors in your prayers as well. Amen. They pray for you, so pray for them. Amen? Again, have a blessed week. We are excited to be coming into this new month of October. Amen? And we know the holidays are just around the corner. Amen? And we know the next 3 months we have heading into 2024 will be blessed. Amen? Blessed, blessed, blessed in Jesus' name. Amen? So we'll see you this Sunday, 10 a.m., at the Baca Center. Amen. If not, you can tune in Sunday evening on our YouTube channel. Amen. So we will see you right back here next Wednesday for another Daily Bread with us at First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. Be blessed. We'll see you this Sunday.